One of the real highlights of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual convention is Trade Talk, in which farm broadcasters are going to have one-on-one with farm organization and commodity group leaders. And obviously this year, the big topic of conversation was the Farm Bill. And I'm surprised at how many leaders actually still feel we can get a long-term bill done yet this year. Among them was Mary Kay Thatcher, the chief lobbyist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, and I asked her why she feels so confident.
Well, first of all, I think farmers and ranchers and conservation folks and food stamp participants have all gotten more engaged. You know, in 2012, we didn't have as much participation. I think there was a whole lot more, let the lobbyists in Washington take care of it. And I think people learned we can't do it without them. So that grassroots input is what's important. So I think they're engaged. I think you also have four principals, the ranking members and the chairs of the House and Senate Ag Committee, that have really worked together quite well. I think they all really want to get it done, and it seems that they're all in this give and take mode where they know they're not going to get everything they want, but they will get something, and there's a real push there to finish it.
What about the nutrition hurdle? How do we get that resolved?
No question that that difference between $4 and $40 billion in cuts is the big roadblock left. And I think probably the most difficult thing is trying to come up with a number and amount of reform that passes the House and the Senate and can be signed by the President. Probably that puts the most pressure on Speaker Boehner in that, you know, he's the one who's going to have to make a decision. I think he knows if he brings back a bill that cuts $38 billion in food stamps, he might be able to force it through the House, but he's not going to have any Democratic support. So he's going to have to make a decision, am I okay bringing up a bill that will have House, Democrat, and Republican support to get it done? And that'll probably be a bill more in the $8, $10, $12 billion range in food stamp cuts.
Are you concerned now the seed has been planted to separate nutrition and the Farm Bill that could become reality?
Very concerned. You know, I think Farm Bureau has two priorities in this bill. One is to make sure we get nutrition and the farm programs back together. Otherwise, I don't think we'll ever have another Farm Bill. And the second one is to keep the 1938 and the 1949 acts as permanent law. You know, if you were just a corn producer or just a cotton producer, you might think that was okay, that you never had to battle this thing again. But if you are a user of conservation programs or rural development or a livestock disaster after the South Dakota stuff or specialty crops, you folks are going to get left in the dirt. And so we need to make sure that indeed we keep that law in place. You know, can USDA ever really implement it? No, but that's the sledgehammer we need to make sure we get this thing done. So two huge priorities for us.
You know, another priority was immigration reform. You went on a hot campaign recently. Where does that stand?
We're still on a big reform. I mean, we had about 600 folks, not just from agriculture, but from all of industry that flew into Washington a couple of weeks ago. I'm afraid that if you're a betting person, you don't bet we finish immigration this year. And then, you know, if you look at 2014, an election year, probably not really likely then either. So unfortunately, we may be kicking that can down the road another couple of years.
What about WRDA? I mean, they have approved the funding.
Right.
Is that finally going to become reality?
Well, WRDA is, I think, another positive one. You know, it passed the House 417-3, pretty unbelievable. And the Senate was overwhelming, too. So they need to get in a conference appointed and get that done. Now, I think we will have a WRDA bill by the end of the year, but it won't be the last time you and I talk about it, because we're still going to have to go to the appropriators every year and fight for the money, and we're still going to have to really oversee implementation carefully. Not that there aren't plenty of shovel-ready projects ready to go, but we're going to have to make sure we keep people's feet to the fire and they get these things done as soon as possible.
Sharing some moments from Trade Talk, this time with Mary Kay Thatcher, chief lobbyist for the American Farm Bureau Federation. I'm Mike Austin, and that's an Ag Conversation.